Hello, and welcome to Avio's Journey. My name is Anthony Pica. This podcast is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. You know what? It's Saturday, and I'm doing a podcast. We had an absolutely incredible Fiverr Elite session today. Man, it just... I think blew the socks off of me and everybody we did. It was amazing. We really touched on so many topics. And I want to, you know, kind of dive in today on this podcast about, you know, where we are right now in voiceover, the state of voiceover in 2021, at least how this guy, me, myself, and I see it. And hopefully it could give you some insights, I think, on how to, you know, rock your business and really control your destiny in 2021, all right? All right, you guys, thank you. Let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so we are back. I think this is episode 196. Man, it is getting there. We are getting, you know what? I think it's 196. Let's see. I got to pull up my, no, it's 197. I'm glad that I figured that out. It's episode 197. I almost put the wrong time in there. So we're on episode 197, and I thought it was time for us to really talk about the state of where we are in 2021. And wow, the things that are happening, I'm so excited about. It was funny in the session today, a Fiverr Elite session, we were talking about, someone in the session mentioned, why are you so fired up about some of these things right now? What's going on? And I'm like, you know, I'm excited about the possibilities for all of us in 2021 and moving forward. Because I think whatever, you know, whatever we think is going on right now in the world, there is a shift in my mind. And I'm seeing it. I know you're seeing, I know you got to be feeling it too. There is a massive shift. It's been going on quietly for a while. But I think everything that's happened over the last year in 2020, and even starting in here in 2021, it has brought it to the forefront. And that is, it is the age of independence or the age of control. And that's what I'm excited about, because I think us as entrepreneurs, us as business owners, as voiceover actors who control our own destiny, you know, you can call it freelancing, you can call it whatever you want, but we control our destiny, our future. And no one can change that. No one can take it away from us. That's powerful. All right. I worked, you know, when I started this business, and I know many of you too, you know, you work a full-time job, you're working a part-time job. And a big reason why you're doing this is so hopefully one day, possibly, you can leave that job and do this full-time. Have that control over what you're doing. I think that word, this, you know, control is becoming something to really consider. And for me, it really boils down to this. Who controls the traffic? Simple as that. We talked about so many things with our business, right? We've always talked about your equipment and your setups and everything. All, you know, like how well you do your voiceover, voice acting lessons, you know, what website you're on. You're on Fiverr, you're on Upwork. Are you with agents? Are you emailing? Are you, you know, what's your website like? Are you, you know, what are you considering? You know, what's your plans? What's your time management? What's your taxes? What's your finance? There's so many things running the business, right? But the crazy thing is that if you can drive massive amounts of attention, massive amounts of of eyeballs, if you can influence where people are going and looking at online, you have the keys to the kingdom. You have got the keys to the kingdom. You got the keys to the Lamborghini. You got the keys to the mansion. You got the keys to the yacht. You got the keys to the kingdom. I don't know if there's something that just popped into my head. I don't know what it is, but if you think about it, everybody, look at Fiverr, 65 million views a month. Okay? 65 million views a month. They're a publicly traded company making billions of dollars, 65 million views a month. What is the basis of their success? The 65 million views. Okay? They didn't create talent. That's us. We're doing it. But what they're doing is driving massive amounts of traffic. Imagine if you had a sliver of that. Can you imagine if you had a million views a month on your website? Now, some of us, we might be like, Anthony, I don't want a million views on my website. I understand. And that's something we got to work on, right? We got to work on that. But the point I'm trying to make is that control, it's inspiring, because I don't think there's ever been a time in our history that we've had that much control. Because think about it, every point in history, the communication, the connectivity of everybody, okay, has been either controlled by your geographic location, has been controlled by, you know, a TV or a radio or a newspaper. All right. Now I could get an argument about what you know, companies do what, but the point is that we are independent of any of that. I never want to bash anybody on the show or any group of people. Many of you know I don't use agents. And this is a big reason why I don't use agents. Not because there's anything wrong with them, not because they are hardworking, wonderful people who are out to make a living. Absolutely. But I don't work with them simply because I don't want to have to answer to them. I don't want to have to answer to an agent. This is just me. It is okay. I there's nothing wrong with it. I just know me personally, I love the idea of having that control. I love the idea of being like, you know, it's my way or the highway. And I don't have to answer to anybody but me and my wife. I got to answer to my wife. Other than that, I don't have to answer to anybody else. I like it that way. I love it that way. And because of that, that means that I can push the envelope where I see fit. I can drive as much traffic as I want. I can do the jobs that I want. I can sell the way that I want. All right. And I can look around, see what's happening, and I can determine the direction. But the point is that the control of the traffic, the control of the eyeballs, the control of your business is in your hands. All right. Use it. Now, you know, I work heavily on Fiverr. I love Fiverr. You know, I was just talking about the Fiverr Elite session. I think Fiverr is an incredible vehicle, but we cannot rely on one site. Okay, to do that, to take care of us, because just as it gives, it can take it away. So that's why, to me, learning how to use email, learning how to use cold calling, learning how to use social media, learning how to use the internet and your website, learning how to use all of these things, that's power. And don't let anyone tell you, no, you don't need to know how to do this stuff. Okay, and I'm not talking about you not working with someone who's a professional in a field who can help you build your website. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you not knowing, you know, I'm not really on social media. Wake up! You've got to be on these things in order to grow your business. You've got to be able to drive traffic, because you know what? The other people who are winning are. And if you want to win, you have got to control that flow. Got to control that flow. You got to have that influence. Influence in this context is you simply being able to influence attention. If you can influence that attention, man, you're unstoppable. You are unstoppable. Because then you could send the tons of traffic. You might be on Fiverr and you're like, man, Anthony, I know I see you're getting lots of work, but I'm not on the front page. So I don't get all that work. How do I get work? You got to drive traffic. You got to figure out how to get people there. And in the online world, there are many different ways to drive traffic. And if you get good at it, my God, you can drive that traffic anywhere, meaning you could drive it to your website. You don't need websites anymore. Like I said, imagine if you had 50,000, you know, a VO's journey in December got 56,000 views. 56,000 views. And that web and a VO's journey website runs over six figures a year through that site with 56,000 views. Imagine if your website got 56,000 views. Imagine just 56,000. Imagine 10,000 views a month. Do you even know how to measure it? Are we looking at the wrong things? I think the challenge that we run into as voice actors is that our product itself, which is voiceover, is so artistic, so craft-based that you could spend a lifetime studying this and pushing the envelope on yourself on how to become better at a craft that people, you know, have worked on for centuries, going back to Aristotle, right? I mean, you know, we've been working on drama for our entire history when the cavemen were running around the campfire talking about their latest kill with the saber-toothed tiger and almost took out, you know, Bob over there and I saved him. All right? You know, it is the greatest asset and our greatest curse as artists. We are voiceover artists. We are artists. You know, I always said, I don't want to be Mozart. And that sounds silly, meaning like, I don't want to die in a grave that's not marked. I don't want to be, you know, a couple hundred years down the road, somebody, you know, people say how good I am. I want to live a good life right now. You know what I mean? Don't you? I want to live my life right now. So what I'm saying is you being able to compartmentalize your art, your craft, your acting with then your business, the attention, the influence. We are more media companies than we are voice actors. Let me say that again. You are more of a media company than you are a voice actor. And you might be like, I don't know about that, Anthony. But think about it. Honestly, stop and think about it. What are you doing as a voice actor? What are you doing? What is you doing as a voice actor? You are helping businesses share a message. You are helping them share media for a message, whether it's video, whether it's podcast, whether it's radio, whether it's, whatever. Whether it's IVR, whether it's phone messaging, whether it's video game characters, you are sharing media. That's what we do. And on top of that, we need to be able to drive traffic through media. So being able to do that turns you into somebody that cannot be stopped. Because then you can decide where you want all of those people to go. In our time right now in 2021, that is it. That is the gold. That, my friends, is the gold rush of the 21st century. Attention. Attention is the gold rush. Influence is the gold rush. It's crazy. And you know what the funny thing is? What funny thing is the blueprint on how to do this is right in front of our eyes. We're on it. It's called Fiverr. That's the blueprint. That is the blueprint. But where Fiverr fails is that just like anything else, when you get so big, all right, you lose the personal touch. You lose the ability to show more than a corporate face. And there is always going to be a market for personal touch. Can you be personal? Can you show personal touch online? Abso-freaking-lutely, right? But you've got to first be able to send people where you want to go. You got to be able to have your own online highway. This is going to be the episode of metaphors, okay? I don't know how many different ways to say it, and I think I'm getting my point across. I just feel like it's empowering to think about that and now, mind you, I've been on social media now for a couple of years, running the voiceover, for my voiceover business. I first got on social media for the very point to get more voiceovers, more voiceover business. An unexpected side effect was that all of a sudden, voice actors were interested in learning more about my journey, what I was going through, because we all could relate to each other. And all of a sudden, it became this thing where as I went through more junk, as I stepped on more crap, as I, succeeded, as I failed, God, I failed a lot. I still fail a lot. Other voice actors, newer voice actors, experienced voice actors, they could relate or they had questions. And all of a sudden, they would come to me and ask, hey, can you help me out? Loved helping out, absolutely. Then another one, then another one. Then I realized I can't help all these people. If I continue to help more people, something has to give. I got to stop doing as much voiceover. I realized, I could help people. Maybe this could be a part of my business, was helping people, and by charging people, it would allow me to help more people because then I wouldn't have to be beholden to other things. I did not leave teaching to become another teacher, but I love it now. It's a part of my business. I have like 25 voiceovers to do today. I kid you not. It's incredible how much business is flowing through Fiverr. But yet, I'd rather, just as much be here with you, talking to you of this podcast, than just doing voiceover work. Because it's in me, it's who I am. But at the same time, do you understand that me talking to you, me helping you, you helping me, me being able to help guide you and send you a certain place, right? That's great. That's important. That's power. You doing the same thing and helping send people somewhere, that's power. Now you're going to use that power for good. You're not going to use it for bad, but that's good power. That's freedom. Freedom is being able to control the outcome that you want. That's freedom. And this is it. We are here. We are here. We are here. We are at 2021 is that time. It is more prevalent now more than ever. The people who control traffic, control attention, control the world. It's absolutely true. And we all know we're called the information age. We know that. We are in the attention age. Information age is gone. We are now in the attention age. I mean, it feels that way, right? This is the attention age now. And you've got to get that attention. You be on the forefront of understanding it. A lot of people don't understand it. But you really understand it. You value it. It becomes a commodity in itself. People pay an insane premium for that attention. If you can control the attention on your own, no one can touch you. And your business will only be limited by your imagination. That's exciting. I don't know about you. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. All right, listen, enough of that preaching. Thank you guys so much for watching as always I'm just used to doing videos on YouTube for listening to the podcast. It has been a while. I've been really going through a lot of, soul searching, probably like most of us have over the last few months and stuff. And I put out videos, every day pretty much on YouTube, but my podcast has always been a place where ironically, even though on the videos, it's a very visual thing, the podcast to me has always been a place where I could connect personally with you. And it's been hard recently to know, you know, for me, you know, with every, with just everything going on and the challenges, everything that, that we're all facing, to put those feelings into words. But I think, you know, it's come to me, you know, with this attention age of where we are, that we are now in control. And if anyone tells you we're not in control, that's a form of control. Don't let that happen to you. You are in control of your business's destiny. And if you are, and this is the cool thing. I love it. Because if you're in control of your business's destiny, you're in control of your life's destiny. Entrepreneurs are the way we win, you guys. Entrepreneurship is the way we win. This is going to be the way we get out of the mess. Entrepreneurs are going to be the way we get out of the messes that we're in. Empowering people to be able to be on their own is the way we're going to get out of the mess. You can do it. I don't know if we're even talking about voiceover anymore. But I had to share this with you. Thank you all so much for being a part of Avio's journey. And we're getting closer to episode 200. I feel like after this episode, we're going to have to, I'm going to have to, remember I hired that mariachi band on episode 100 to do the welcome to episode 100. We're going to have to do something. Might have to hire two mariachi bands for episode 200. But thank you guys so much, as always, for listening. And please go ahead and check us out. If you're not, you know, on the Facebook group at Avio's Journey Facebook, check us out there. If you want to go to check out the YouTube channel, there's so many videos now and helpful stuff, as well as the blog on Avio's Journey website. Love to have you there. And but thank you as always, you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you soon. Take control of your destiny, everybody. All right. Peace.